Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are taking a short break here from our interview to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. I have to say, Beth, I made the mistake last week of not mentioning, or the oversight, so to speak. We ran out of time of mentioning. Not only, I did mention your website, but the phone number, 963-0842, as well as the fact that you are on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. So yes, people can find you, they can seek out your insight, guidance, or what I like to call confirmation. It's like we've talked before. We all have this stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just, it's like, I know this, but it would really be nice to have an outside, independent source to just help to confirm this for me so that I can feel maybe a little bit more secure in this and, you know, and move forward.
Speaking
of moving forward, we're moving forward through the sign of Cancer, and we have a special, astronomical event happening on Monday. And we talked about this last month as we headed towards a full moon in terms of its significance and things that we might want to do, rituals, traditions, etc., ceremonies. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming.
Well, what's coming is the new moon, and the new moon is a starting over. It's a beginning place. And so it's an awesome time to start new projects or to restart things that had been kind of stalled out for one reason or another. And there's a variety of different things, ways people can observe this. What I see a lot here in town is people just simply wanting to be outdoors and watch it or photograph it at some point, and then integrate like that connectivity with some sort of prayers or a meditation about their heart's desires, the things they're trying to pull forward or manifest in this next phase of their lives.
Well, it's certainly something that, of course, we're all, you know, we're all looking for. I have to put it this way. We're all sort of looking for that edge, you know, and it's not necessarily to the one-upsmanship, if you will, but it's
It's
the edge on ourselves, on our own lives. It's like, I want to step it up. I want to go to that next level. And we're having that challenge, that struggle because of all of the, I'm not going to say the outside influences in terms of a physical, literal, in that context, but more on a mental or psychological level.
Right. And that speaks to the basic, the basics of my work and your work, you know, and in working with business people, as you were speaking, it just made me think of Tom Peters and Stephen Covey, who are all writing about how to stay at the top of your own personal game.
Yeah,
being a peak performer, and that involves a lot of introspection. It involves a lot of being very strategic about and realistic in assessing your own assets and liabilities, and creating strategies so that your personal liabilities, your own self-sabotaging behaviors, aren't so unconscious, so that you are aware of how you get in your own way. And you're actively working towards doing something differently.
Interesting. I find this all extremely interesting, especially because I've been just kind of naturally doing that. Maybe not as much as I need to, because certainly we can all use some of that self introspection. But I've noticed that I will stop every so often throughout the day, and I'll just it's almost I'll stand there and look up in the sky, so to speak, or look up in a particular direction. No one else is around, so they don't think I'm having a seizure or something. But I'll sit there and I'll think, you know, what was that last interaction with that last person that I had? How was that? And how was I? And did I handle that cleanly? And so on and so forth. But even stuff that starts to come up from the past, one of my guests, we were chatting away, and I shared an experience that I had with an individual at a local fast food restaurant, which was very strange. I think I shared that with you as well. And they made some interesting observations that, on the one hand, it could be my inner anger, but that she didn't perceive that that was the case, that it was more the fact that I have been made to think and feel that I have been wrong in most of my conclusions throughout my life, especially childhood and in school. And here's this person getting in my face, accusing me of doing something that I did not do. And I stood my ground, looked him in the face, and I said, I did not say that, turned away from him and went back to getting in line to order whatever it was. And that's been coming up in my mind regularly. So again, that self-introspection, I think, is extremely valuable. And
if you look back over time, it's a key component of all ancient religions, all current religions, and psychotherapy as a whole, regardless of what mode or branch you belong to. All of the common denominator in mankind's attempts to understand this world and how to best be in it all involve that introspection, reflection, self-reflection, and trying to understand what's going on and how I feel about it. So I can get to a place that so many of the newer modalities now are moving towards. How do I feel better? What kind of thinking, what kind of self-talk, what kind of reframing makes me feel better?
Interesting observation. I'll have to put that into the mix now.
Yeah. And in Landmark, they call it, you know, finding a more empowering place to stand.
I heard a phrase.
Right. In Abraham Hicks, they're talking about find better feeling thoughts, thoughts that make you feel better about what's going on.
Interesting.
Not denial thoughts, not whitewashing thoughts,
right,
but thoughts that make you feel better in a more long-term savvy sort of way.
Well, I was talking with a guest not too long ago in that regard, and they were saying that, you know, you hear this phrase quite often when a good thing happens to you, you'll say, man, it doesn't get any better than this. And this particular person was saying, this particular guest we had on was actually saying, stop saying that and start saying, how does it get better than this? And then they told this story about this person who found a penny. And then they said, how does it get better than this? And they found a quarter. And then they found a $10 bill out on the street, what have you. And then they made the mistake and said, boy, it doesn't get any better than this. And it ended. That particular sequence came to an end for them. And yet, if we would just say, how does it get better than this? Then, it would be great, you know, to use that kind of self-talk. Speaking of self-talk, people can talk to yourself.
Yeah.
By contacting you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or calling 963-0842 and or going to Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes, they can.
And what will they find? Because I'm not a huge Facebooker. What will they find at your Facebook site? What helpful support can they find before they make contact with you directly?
I post something about every other day on what's going on right now. Or because we are currently in the Mercury retrograde that is in the sign of Cancer, I'm posting right now about attributes of the sign of Cancer, attributes of the Mercury retrograde, and attributes about specific to this Mercury retrograde in Cancer, because each one has a different flavor. And what are good things to be doing right now? What are dangers and pitfalls? And a lot of that is really driven by my client work. If I have three people come in with the same kind of problem, it's time to post about that because more people are, you know, happening it. And so when I see patterns, if it's on Facebook, it's because I've been seeing it, you know. So it's a lot of real current, real-time stuff.
Very good. We've gone extra long on this particular segment, and we'll have you next week on the 20th of July to talk further about any transitions that we have coming up, as well as astronomical events beyond the new moon that's coming up on Monday the 8th. Beth McDonald, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.